This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido continues to try to rally Venezuelans and other countries to his side and reject the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido already has the support of the United States, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reaffirmed.
We're here to urge all nations to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state. The humanitarian situation demands action now. It demands action today.
And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also pledged support.
Israel joins the United States, Canada, most of the countries of Latin America, and countries in Europe in recognizing the new leadership in Venezuela.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro insisted Sunday the military's on his side as he watched military exercises using Russian-built rocket-propelled grenades and anti-aircraft machine guns. Maduro said he wants peace, but he announced more military games next month, which he says will be the most important in the history of Venezuela. Earlier Sunday, Maduro rejected an ultimatum from a number of European countries that he told new elections within 8 days or they will formally recognize Guaido as president. Twin bombings Sunday at a cathedral and the rest of southern Philippines have killed at least 20 people, wounded 81. Police say earlier death tolls were incorrect because of double counting. The government in a statement has promised to hunt down the attackers until every killer is brought to justice and put behind bars. The first bomb exploded during mass inside a cathedral in the province of Sulu. As military and police forces rushed to help, the second bomb went off. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte condemned the bombing as an act of terrorism. This is VOA News. President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says that he believes the president will move forward with another government shutdown if Democrats don't seriously negotiate funding for a border wall with Mexico at the end of 3 weeks. He told Fox News Sunday this is a chance for Democrats to see if they believe in border security to thwart illegal immigration and stop the flow of illicit drugs. But Mulvaney said that the U.S. leader would secure the border with or without Congress, including by declaring a national emergency if he has to. The stalemate over border wall funding is what led to the stalemate and caused a 35-day government shutdown. Meanwhile, some of the people most affected by the paycheck since the partial shutdown began 5 weeks ago may, in fact, get paid soon. AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he hopes all federal workers will receive paychecks this week.
We hope that by the end of this week, all of the back pay will be made up.
Mulvaney spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's supporting legislation that would prevent the federal government from ever shutting down again.
It will mean, above all, that federal workers will not be hurt again, and it will also limit the incentive of anybody, a president, Congress, or anybody else, to use shutdown as a tool to get what they want.
Schumer wants President Trump to make arrangements to have federal workers paid as quickly as possible and to make sure federal contractors are paid. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The death toll from Friday's dam collapse in southeastern Brazil rose to 58 Sunday, a number sure to climb with more than 200 people feared buried under tons of mud. Rescue operations were briefly halted Sunday with officials fearing another breach in the dam in the city. Residents were told to get ready to evacuate before the dam was found to be secure. One witness described what he experienced initially.
I saw a noise up there. I wondered what it was. It was like a strong rain slamming down. When I came down, I saw that there was a mountain of trees, water crashing down, trees toppling over. It was then that I saw it was the dam.
The dam collapsed Friday, sending water and mud over hundreds of mine workers enjoying a lunch break. Rescuers say about 250 miners are missing and feared dead. Brazilian judicial authorities have frozen about $3 billion of mining giant Vale's assets since Friday, blaming it for the incident. Roger Stone, a longtime friend and advisor to U.S. President Donald Trump, said Sunday he would consider cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and discuss his conversations with the U.S. leader. However, he has said that he is innocent, not guilty of any of the charges they filed against him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.